It's the It Takes Two campaign here at JM in the AM. And while our friends at NCSY have always been with us to remind everybody about what's happening on Chol HaMoed Pesach, I think we've been speaking about Six Flags and Chol HaMoed Pesach for... I'd have to ask Lenny Solomon. He would probably remember exactly when the first year was that Six Flags and New Jersey NCSY were paired together. But we're going back about 40 years. And I'm glad to say that on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Chol HaMoed, you can enjoy Six Flags in New Jersey. The theme park, the wild safari, the bundle of both theme park and safari. Tuesday's the big day. That's the day that the concert will feature Simcha Leiner and Ellie Marcus. And the most important thing that happened yesterday to this website is that the donate tickets tab went up at ncsygreatadventure.com. ncsygreatadventure.com, which gives us an opportunity to purchase tickets for those teens and their families who would not be able to participate in a great Chol HaMoed adventure on Pesach. And we've explained why this is so important and what it does for the morale of a family and how it improves the Yom Tov of a family and so many other things. And it's part of our, it may be the very first, the initial thing we ever did on the It Takes Two campaign, because we started this years ago. Rabbi Aryeh Wialgus is the regional director, the leader of New Jersey NCSY, and this amazing project is under his purview at this time, as thousands of teens get ready for an amazing Chol HaMoed at Six Flags. Rabbi Wialgus, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nachum. It's a pleasure to be back again.
I appreciate that. And the 3 days, it's a great Chol HaMoed setup, as people have noticed on the calendar, where we have a lot of days where people can undertake and enjoy Chol HaMoed activities with their families. And actually, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, which is sometimes unusual, right? 3 days for Six Flags to be open to everybody. But Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, those tickets will be good any of those 3 days, correct?
Absolutely. There's so much to be done this Chol HaMoed everywhere, and we hope that you'll come to Six Flags at least one of those days. Obviously, Tuesday with the concert with Simcha Leiner and Ellie Marcus, will definitely be the biggest and most exciting day. But any of those 3 days, we're open, we're excited, we're welcome to join, thousands of teens, families, kids from really everywhere that come together for... I think it's a tradition by now.
Yeah, they do come from everywhere, and it's a generational tradition by now. It's really has spanned generations. I do want to remind people about some of the details that you need to know. Discounted parking passes can be purchased online. You could save $10 doing that. Also, for groups, larger groups, more information about groups, etc., or more information in general, you can call the New Jersey NCSY office at 201-862-0250, 201-862-0250. Kosher LePesach food will be available from Riverdale Kosher Market under the supervision of the VOD of Riverdale, with no outside food, of course, being allowed. I'm assuming the food will be available all 3 days. Am I right about that?
All 3 days. Riverdale Kosher Market does, there's Kosher LePesach sushi. I mean, they have everything there. It's a full menu. You can have lunch and dinner there. Yeah, spend your entire day at the park. We hope the weather will be beautiful.
We're always hoping for beautiful weather, but there's something about Six Flags on Chol HaMoed that even if the weather's not beautiful, there's so many people, thousands gathered, a great feeling of unity. I think people sometimes forget that one of the most important parts of NCSY is just the fact that Jewish teens spend time together and spend time together with wonderful advisors, counselors, staff members. Rabbi Wialgus, why not a moment on that theme, on just the fact that Jewish teens are spending time together? That's one of the benefits of NCSY year-round, and certainly on a day like Chol HaMoed Pesach.
Yeah, absolutely. I would I'd like to, one event that we actually just ran, we paired up 30 teens from public high schools, no affiliation, no background, who we met through our clubs that we run in public high schools, and we paired each one of them up, 30 girls with 30 from girls from different Jewish backgrounds, different Jewish schools here in New Jersey, and they began learning together for 8 weeks. And then we ran a Shabbaton just for this cohort in Bergenfield. And it was one of the most special sites in the world. Forget the learning, which was incredible. Forget the growth. Just seeing you know, Jewish teens from totally different backgrounds spending Shabbos together, learning from each other, sharing in each other's lives. It was the amount of community members in Bergenfeld that stopped me just to comment, just on that scene, just on that site, you know, different backgrounds coming together, learning together, spending time together, particularly as we emerge from COVID, it's something that can't be taken for granted. I actually got a phone call from one of the heads of school here in one of the local Jewish high schools here in Jersey, jokingly complaining that two of her students called her to ask her if they can bring their public school chavrutas to class. And she said, what are you starting here? Am I going to start having, you know, do they actually think they're going to switch into to Jewish school? And I told her, I said, you're missing the point. This isn't about the impact on the public school students, which of course was amazing. But when was the last time you had students that were so proud to show off their Chumash class, that were so proud to show off, you know, their story, their Jewish pride, their Jewish history? And that's what, you know, sharing time together, sharing lives, teams from different backgrounds getting together and creating meaningful Jewish, you know, Jewish pride in themselves, regardless of their background, is what makes this so special. And that's on full display in Six Flags, where you have teams from public school coming, teams from the frumis of the frumis schools coming, families from Hasidic backgrounds, families from unorthodox backgrounds, and everything in between and beyond coming together. And that's the magic of NCSY.
Yeah, no question about it. Everybody, Ari Wealgus is with us. I'm glad you spun it that way, by the way, because you're 100% right. The fact that they are showing off their Chumash class to those that they've met recently from a limited background is pretty remarkable. NCSYGreatAdventure.com. NCSYGreatAdventure.com is the website. You can purchase your tickets in advance on the website. There is teen transportation starting from 7th graders available from the Teaneck and Highland Park areas. All the details are there on the site. You can just register your teen for the transportation by going to that website. And I have a feeling because of the last couple of years, I don't even remember, I'm assuming 2 years ago we canceled the entire Chol HaMoed, right? I assume that it was canceled 2 years ago.
I don't mean to put the blame on you, Nachum, but we actually were scheduled to speak the first morning of lockdown. And we're like, why don't we put this on hold? You actually suggested that to me, and the rest is history. We were canceled, but now we're back. This is our first concert since before COVID. We were open, as you know, last Sukkot and Pesach, but in a very limited capacity. We weren't able to host a concert, you know, because we didn't want to gather the crowd into one area. And this is our first concert since pre-COVID, and we're really looking forward to going back to those days.
Well, that's my point. Those of you out there who have been pining, who have been hoping that you'd be able to gather with thousands over the last couple of Chol HaMoeds, here's finally the opportunity. I mean, we have a chance with New Jersey NCSY to literally get back to the levels that that this event was at years ago, 5,000, 10,000, I think some years even more than that, of people gathering and enjoying a Chol HaMoed together and enjoying the delicious food and having a wonderful time at the concert this year. Simcha Leiner and Ellie Marcus, two great choices to perform on Tuesday Chol HaMoed. And that's going to be starting at 3 p.m. down at Six Flags. And we should mention that in addition to the theme park, because different families have different interests and different age groups, etc., the Wild Safari drive-through is going to be open. So that's a great option as well. And people could purchase all of this in one big ticket bundle and be ready for the park from 11 until 7 and the safari 9 until 3. And again, everybody, we all guess this is all 3 days. If somebody wants to take advantage on Monday or Wednesday, in addition to the big Tuesday, all 3 days they can go ahead and purchase tickets and enjoy those activities with their families. By the way, has Six Flags said anything to you regarding the availability of rides? Are we assuming, even though it's early in the season, that a majority of the rides will be open and that they're set to welcome our crowd?
Yeah, weather permitting, obviously, you know, they determined just the safety of all the rides and the various other, but assuming, which we know that enough of your listeners are davening for, you know, the weather will be beautiful. They're ready. The park is open, ready to go. All the rides should be available. Six Flags has introduced a couple of new rides this year. You know, you can check out their website for a sneak peek at some of those brand new roller coasters and kid rides that exist the first time this year. So we're excited to see what that's about. But it should be a beautiful, beautiful day. With the entire park open, and obviously the significant majority of them coming through NCSY, you know, benefiting the work that we do every single day just by you having a great time in the park. There are teams that will be exposed to their Judaism and build, you know, memorable moments of Yiddishkeit thanks to your memorable moment out in Six Flags.
And we should mention, again, as an aside, but it's an important note, am I right that anybody who wants to go to Six Flags at any point during the summer should be in touch with New Jersey NCSY, or that doesn't apply anymore?
Yeah, it still applies. You know, it's not as we focus now more on Kalamoi Pesach and Kalamoi Sukkot, particularly if you're a group, but even if you're an individual, please feel free to reach out. We'd be happy to arrange your visit to Six Flags while simultaneously benefiting the work of NCSY. So it's a win for you. You got the beautiful day, and it's a win for us that we're able to receive additional support for the work that we're doing. It isn't our focus as much as it has been in past years. We really have focused on making the Chol HaMoed experiences incredible, but definitely still applies.
All right, Robert, I'll guess my favorite part now, of course, at the very top of NCSYGreatAdventure.com, at the very top of NCSYGreatAdventure.com, there is a tab that says Donate Tickets, and we started this initiative years ago, and I'm so glad that everybody at New Jersey NCSY hopped on the bandwagon in order to get this done. Literally, there are thousands of teens, a lot of families out there that can't afford any type of Chol HaMoed activity. And as Rabbi Krohn explained to us on Friday, even Torah giants understood how different a Yom Tov is for families and children when they know that they're going to be involved in a great activity on Chol HaMoed. Those of you who missed that conversation should go back to it. It was extremely inspiring. And we were, quote-unquote, mechavein. We went ahead and thought of this idea years ago that we should be sponsoring families that can't afford, teens who can't afford to be at Six Flags on Chol HaMoed Tuesday. We should be sponsoring their tickets. You know of plenty of them. You and your staff know of plenty of teens and families that need these tickets in order to participate. And it's 2022. In 2022, the last thing, Rabbi Weilgus, that we want is teens to have downtime. We want them to be involved in great activities with members of our community. Downtime, as dangerous as it was when I was a kid, is a million times more dangerous now. How important is this fund and these tickets to families in need?
Yeah, this fund, I couldn't thank you enough, Malcolm, for, you know, it predates me this push, but if you recall about that, I think it was 3 years ago, maybe it was 2 years ago, you made this push and an anonymous donor came forward in a really generous way and shared his story of watching a friend not cut and just sitting outside years ago when he was a teen, you know, just playing stupel alone on the Chol HaMoed, and that image still sticks with him. And then at that time when we shared this story, your listeners came out really in mass to sponsor. And we doubled our output of this fund. We reached out to local communities, to rabbis, to organizations. And since then, the response has been enormous. The phones don't stop ringing. People interested in buying tickets and more information. And we've noticed ever since that year how many people have called that we didn't know of, saying, we heard about this fund. A friend, you know, is it possible that we can get tickets? And our hope is to say yes to every single one of them. It's so crucial, not just because of the downtime and keeping kids out of trouble, which, of course, is always important, but like you mentioned, just there's so much going on, and particularly a holiday like this year where there are 3 days, and for teens to feel like they don't have, for families to feel like they don't have that opportunity to enjoy when watching on social media all of their friends, you know, on all of their vacations, on their holiday excursions, and at Six Flags, and just them having nothing to do, that feeling is something that, you know, it still sticks with that anonymous donor watching his friend from 20 years ago, that look, and for sure this year, it doubles and triples in its impact. And I want to thank you and your listeners for pushing this and really want to make a push for everyone who can to give that Simchas Yontif to families and teens that won't be able to have that Simchas Yontif in its full way without this experience. I know it sounds trivial. It's not matzah, it's not wine, it's not food. But when we added it to the boxes that were being delivered by shul, you know, those tickets, we surprised many families in that first year when it got really big. And we added it. The feedback that we got, you know, just on how those tickets made their Simchas Yontif, you know, just really allowed them to celebrate Yontif in a real way, knowing that they had something fun to offer their kids and families. It's such a game changer, and I want to really make that push. And thank you, Nachum, for spearheading that push. you know, for that fund to donate tickets.
The web address is simple. It's ncsygreatadventure.com. The tab at the top says donate tickets. Simple as that. And if you go to that tab, you'll discover that for the traditional $180, which is, of course, something that a lot of people out there are comfortable with, for the traditional $180, you could send a family of four or four teens, four people, to Six Flags to enjoy the Chol HaMoed day that we've been describing. So it's a, you know, as much as things have gone up over the years, still, for the traditional donation that many people are comfortable with, you could still make an impact on four individuals or a family out there. But give whatever you can. Give whatever you can, whether it's $45 for the individual ticket, whether it's 10 tickets at $450. There are people, I'm sure, who want to do more because there are so many out there that would benefit from this. Be as generous as you can. Go to the Donate Tickets tab at the top of the ncsygreatadventure.com webpage. Again, ncsygreatadventure.com. Be as generous as possible, and get it done. A lot of people think about doing this before Yontif. They don't get around to it. Get it done today, folks, if you can, because Rabbi Wayalgus and his staff will make sure that the families in need will be getting these tickets. In general, just go to the website. All the information is there about all 3 days Chol HaMoed, about Riverdale Kosher Market and the food that's available all 3 days, the concert on Tuesday with Simcha Leiner and Ellie Marcus. You can purchase tickets in advance on the website. You can register your teen if you're from Teaneck or Highland Park for theme park admission and teen transportation. And you can go ahead and get your discounted parking through the website as well. So everything is there. It's one place for one of the most important Chol HaMoed activities out there. Just ask the teens, they'll tell you. And again, to donate tickets, just go to ncsygreatadventure.com and click on the Donate Tickets tab at the top of the page. Rabbi Wayalgus, did we leave anything out?
No, it's going to be an amazing 3 days. Looking forward to meeting many of you personally there at Six Flags. And thank you for your support. You're in, you're out. I know it's just a fun activity for your family, but for the 27,000 teens at NTSY Services, this is much more than just a fun Chol HaMoed. This is their Judaism. This is their Yiddishkeit. And your trip down, screaming down Kinzaka, the fast roller coaster, I believe, in New Jersey, is a thrilling experience for thousands of teens for their Yiddishkeit. And I want to thank you, Nachum, for being one of our most vocal and loudest supporters of this event every single year.
I greatly appreciate that. Best regards to everybody in a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.
To you and your listeners.
NCSYGreatAdventure.com. NCSYGreatAdventure.com. It's as simple as that. And there are many tabs at the top of the page, many places where you can click. One of them says donate tickets. Be as generous as possible. Make this part of the It Takes Two campaign where we are concerned about and want to make sure that the teens in our community have a Chol HaMoed activity and they're not left out. It's an amazing way to go into Yontif and a fantastic example to set for our children if we get involved in a program like this. NCSYGreatAdventure.com. Again, at the top, you'll see it says donate tickets. And this is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners' sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NachumSiegel.com, on the Nachum Siegel Network, and, of course, on the beloved NSN app.